بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a scene that will take place on the day of Qiyamah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address the jinnat and Allah will rebuke them for the role that they played in misleading, misguiding insan, in constantly making an effort to derail insan, to cause them to abandon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah will also mention the response and the reply that will be given from the side of mankind, from the side of insan, as far as why did they obey these jinn, or rather were they also to blame, or were the jinn solely to blame. So Allah mentions, وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا, that think of that day when He will gather them all together. In other words, the day of Qiyamah, insan, jinnat, the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be gathered. And then Allah will address the jinn, يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ قَدْ اسْتَكْثَرْتُمْ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ. Allah will say, O assembly of jinn, certainly you misled man in great numbers. قَدْ اسْتَكْثَرْتُمْ, you took many numbers, many men, many human beings astray. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this, then those insan, those from amongst mankind who had obeyed these jinn will now respond, وَقَالَ أَوْلِيَاؤُهُمْ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ. Allah says their allies or their followers from amongst humankind will now say, رَبَّنَا اسْتَمْتَعَ بَعْضُنَا بِبَعْضٍ, that, O Allah, we took benefit from one another. In other words, it is not just their fault that they misled us or they made an effort against us, but we also took benefit from them. We also enjoyed obeying them, following them, going against your commands. And here Mufassirin explain that these insan will not be saying this in order to try and absolve the jinn, that don't blame them or don't rebuke them. They will not have any loyalty to them. They will realize on the day of Qiyamah that these jinn were not really their friends, they were not really their allies. So they are not saying this in order to try and absolve them. But they are saying it purely in recognition of their own fault, that we took benefit from one another. They benefited by commanding us and having us follow them, and we also benefited because we enjoyed the evil that they would show to us, and we enjoyed breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is mentioned that in the time of Jahiliyyah, before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then how people would benefit from these jinnat is that a traveler who nightfall came and he reached a certain valley, and perhaps he had not yet made it to the place he wanted to go to, and he wanted to now take rest in this valley. So he was afraid that no wild animals must attack him, or no harm should come to him. So when he reached this valley, then he would call out and say, أَعُوذُ بِسَيِّدِ هَذَا الْوَادِي, that I seek protection from the leader of this valley, from amongst the jinnat. So he would do this, and in this way he would try and seek protection and safety from the jinn, and these jinn would then make an effort to keep him safe, to ensure that no harm comes to him, no other jinnat interfere with him. And like this, they would enjoy it because they would feel that now this person is giving us some power, he's calling out to us, and the person himself would enjoy the so-called protection of the jinn. So we enjoyed, or we took benefit from one another. وَبَلَغْنَا أَجَلَنَا الَّذِي أَجَّلْتَ لَنَا, and we then reached that time which you had ordained for us. In other words, this benefit and enjoyment was for a certain duration. We then came to the time period that you had ordained for us, which was our death, and now the day of Qiyamah. So we have no excuse on this day. Qala, Allah will then say to them, An-naru mathwakum, that your abode is the fire of Jahannam. Khalidina fiha, you will remain, you will dwell in the fire of Jahannam forever. Khalidin, there is no end to it. Illa ma sha Allah, except for those who Allah wishes. If Allah wishes to forgive a certain number from amongst you, then of course this is His prerogative. But other than this, all of you will have to go to the fire of Jahannam. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ, verily your Rabb is most wise and most knowledgeable. Allah's wisdom is such that He allowed you, He granted you respite in this world, but Allah had knowledge of your transgression. وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضُ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah now says that, O Nabi of Allah, just as in this world we gave the jinnat authority over insan, we gave insan authority over jinnat, and these evil ones continue to associate with one another, Allah says our system is that we grant authority to some zalimeen, some oppressors over others. When you have people making zulam, injustice, oppression, then Allah says, we will put upon them people who are oppressive also. Bima kanu yaksibun, this is because of their own actions, as a form of punishment. Imam Razi rahimahullah mentions that when a nation, when a group of people will engage in zulam, in oppression. So he mentions that one is for a person or a nation to sin, to transgress, to break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that is part of human nature. No person is perfect. Every person will make mistakes. So if there is a nation that sins, that goes against Allah's commands, and they make tawbah and they try, then Allah will still look upon them favorably. But on the other hand, once it reaches the level of zulam, of oppression, and you find the leaders oppressing the people, or the people oppressing one another, then the punishment in this world will be that Allah will put upon them leaders who are oppressive. So we find this, it happens throughout the world. People will complain that the leadership is corrupt, or the leadership is usurping wealth, or the service delivery is non-existent, and things are very difficult. So we have to introspect and see, are we zalim or not? Are we oppressing our staff, our family members, those who are under us? Then in this case, Allah will put upon us those who are oppressive. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now will address both groups, jinnat and insan, that ya ma'ashar al-jinni wal-ins, O assembly of jinn and man, alam ya'tikum rusulum minkum, did many messengers from amongst you not come to you? Yaqussuna alaykum ayati, they would narrate to you my verses, wa yundhirunakum liqa'a yawmikum hadha, and they would warn you about the meeting of this day. In other words, you had sufficient reminders. قَالُوا شَهِدْنَا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِنَا, they will say that, oh Allah, we have given testimony against ourselves. We are now admitting that of course these messengers came and we didn't listen to them. Allah says, وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, this was the cause. The worldly life deceived them. They thought they will live forever. They thought that their goals and objectives should only be confined to things of this world. وَشَهِدُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, look at how they have testified against themselves, that أَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا كَافِرِينَ, that they were disbelievers. They did not obey the commands of Allah. ذَلِكَ أَلَّمْ يَكُرْ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِكَ الْقُرَى بِظُلْمِ وَأَهْلُهَا غَافِلُونَ, Allah says, the reason for these anbiya coming, look at the compassion of Allah, is that your Rabb will not destroy any village or any town on account of their oppression whilst the people are unaware. In other words, if Allah has not given them a reminder, despite their zulam, Allah won't destroy them. But when the reminder comes, when the Rasul has come, and he has conveyed the message to the people, he has told them about the day of Qiyamah, and now they continue to perpetrate the zulam, then of course the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Allah give us protection, tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.